The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, an important part of the training in mindfulness practice is that learning how to turn towards what's uncomfortable. And certainly if we think that by meditating or doing Buddhist practice, you're only supposed to be blissful, floating on clouds, 2 feet off the ground, surrounded by light, then you might not be willing to turn towards that which is difficult or uncomfortable. So mindfulness training involves learning how to do that. Wisdom is different than mindfulness. Wisdom tells us when to change something, do something about something. So for example, if I have a thorn in my foot, then the wise thing to do is not to keep walking on the thorn, but to pull the thorn out. If you break a toe, the bone in your toe, then probably the wise thing to do is to go get it fixed. Don't just be comfortable with the pain. But if you have a spasm in your foot, and your muscle is kind of contracted and seized up, it might hurt to walk on it. But the best thing you can maybe do for it, perhaps, is if you have to gently walk on it and be willing to feel and massage the place that's uncomfortable. And just be with it, and be with it over and over again until it begins to relax and to cease. And the wisdom tells you, you know, what the pain is, what the situation is, and to know whether this needs to be fixed, whether this needs to be let go of something, or whether what it needs is just to be present and be there with it and be with it. If you have the spasm that needs to be massaged out, you know, you have to stay present and really, you know, you have to stay there, really feel it carefully in your foot or whatever it is, and just so you don't overdo it, don't underdo it, just kind of the real strong presence is needed. So wisdom, you know, hopefully helps us know what's needed. But mindfulness is the principle there is often it's useful to turn towards a difficulty. And certainly mindfulness is part of mindful training is to learn how to be comfortable with discomfort, how to rest with discomfort, how to turn towards it in a way that's useful. And it's counterintuitive for many people to do so, because many people, they think that whenever something's uncomfortable, the purpose is you need to fix it, you need to do something about it, you need to get away from it, push it away. And there's all these attitudes that get in the way of turning towards it in a useful way, in a productive way, in a non-conflictive way. And often I think the approach in mindfulness, people who do mindfulness practice, is to develop a willingness to turn towards the uncomfortable. Often the uncomfortable is where we have the most to learn. And the discomfort is where, anyway, we have most to learn, most to grow in. So there's the willingness to say, where am I uncomfortable here? And let's look at that, let's be with it, as opposed to let's flee it and go to where it's, you know, comfortable again, safe again. And then learning to do that and learning to turn towards the discomfort will hopefully also give you a lot more information so that wisdom can operate. So that the wisdom can say, well, actually, that's enough of moving towards it. I need to go to the doctor. I need to do something else here besides just be with it. But as a training in mindfulness, it's the training to kind of be learn how to be in a non-reactive mode, to feel and sense and experience what's there. Because when we're reactive towards something, then wisdom doesn't operate very well. And so how not to, you know, so let the wisdom operate the best is to discover this non-reactive mode and just be with it. So in mindfulness meditation, it's often useful to choose, if you're uncomfortable in some way, to choose to move towards the discomfort and practice and train and learn what it's like to be comfortable with the discomfort or how to rest in that discomfort or feel it and be with it. Because what you learn, even if you don't work through it, what you learn about how to be with it in meditation might serve you really well in some life situation outside of meditation where you have no other choice but to be with the discomfort. Now you know how to do it. Meditation is kind of like, doing it in meditation is like doing it with training wheels. And most of us need training wheels first. And then we kind of, learn here, okay, this is how it is. This is how I react. This is how I run away. This is how I attack. This is how I go to blame. This is how I close up. This is how I bury my head in the sand like an ostrich. This is kind of what I tend to do. And let's try not to do that so I can really see it and be with it. And one of the things that I find most helpful in this regard is to do it with the body. Is to feel in the body where the discomfort, the actual physical felt sense of the discomfort, and feel it in the body. Because generally, if some situation is uncomfortable, there'll be probably some signs of that discomfort or that appear in the body. We're maybe nervous, we're afraid, we're upset. If there's emotional discomfort connected to it. If there's physical discomfort, even then sometimes it's useful to go into the body. It's physical, right? So you go. So this turning towards how it's experienced in the body. And one of the reasons that's useful is that it's much more immediate and makes us than it is to go towards the thoughts and the ideas, interpretations of what's happening, which is where some people tend to go. So to go the felt sense or the physical experience of how it is in the body. And sometimes that can make us more uncomfortable because to feel it in the body sometimes makes us feel more vulnerable, more open, more receptive. But that's a good thing, I think, generally, especially in meditation. And some people feel uncomfortable being vulnerable. They feel kind of unsafe that way. So what does it take to learn to stay and to rest in feeling vulnerable? And I think it's one of the great skills in life is to learn how to be vulnerable and feel safe. It kind of seems like a paradox, right? But to kind of be present for it, and again, to feel it in the body, to drop into your body and feel it in the pit of your stomach or feel it in the fluttering in your heart or some kind of tension someplace in the body, and just hold it and feel it and be with it. Maybe taking into account, knowing it's there, if you have to act and speak in the world, knowing it's there, but kind of speaking or doing, clearly aware of the discomfort, perhaps sometimes even naming it yourself, naming someone else, saying, I'm uncomfortable right now. And so I'm trying to find my way, what to say, I don't know what to say, I don't know what to do, but I'm feeling this, I feel uneasy, and that's just part of the picture here, and I'm trying to find my way. Just saying that, admitting it, is a wonderful thing, I think. Not everyone's going to be receptive to you admitting it. You don't necessarily go to your job interview. And it's probably not the best place to say, I'm feeling really uneasy. All my insecurities have come up. probably that's the place to kind of not be so public about it. But there are times when it's actually very helpful publicly with friends and people just to actually say, I'm uneasy. And if you have good friends, they'll hopefully help you stop and take a look at what's going on and be present. I also find that discomfort, a variety of different kinds of discomfort, are very useful messages that something needs attention. And if we're ignoring how we're uncomfortable, then we're ignoring that message. It's saying, hey, something needs attention here. Then the question is, what kind of attention does it need? And what are we supposed to learn? What are we supposed to resolve or deal with when we're uncomfortable? That's not always so obvious, but it becomes more obvious if you've learned how to be still and quiet, learned how to be in meditation, for example, how to be present for discomfort and learn that you're okay. It's okay, it's safe, you're comfortable with that. It's okay to let yourself just be uncomfortable without having to react to it or fix it or do something about it or believe it or be pushed around by it or act on it right away. But just feel it and experience it and be with it. What I find often happens is that if I feel discomfort in the body and allow it to be there, in some general way, and just breathe and be present, that nothing is fixed. Nothing, you know, and so things start shifting on their own. I don't have to be the one in charge of fixing it or changing it, but I can be present and let feel it, and something begins to usually soften and open up. Or sometimes by just being very present and kind of saying, what is this discomfort? What's going on here? Sometimes the situation's understood much better and clearer, and you know what the what's going on. Sometimes discomfort is a slow teacher. It's a powerful teacher, but sometimes it takes its time, and so you have to be willing to hang in there with it. But generally, you know, so my hope, my wish for people who do mindfulness practice is that they learn a wise way of welcoming being uncomfortable. I hope that you don't go looking for opportunities to be uncomfortable. You know, that's not, I think, so useful. Don't go looking for it. Don't look for trouble. But if it ever should happen that you find yourself uncomfortable, then turn towards it. In a certain way, be welcoming of it, as opposed to being hostile towards it or afraid of it or closed down because of it or spin out in stories because of it and blame someone else because of it. But just hang and learn how to hang with it and be with it, be open to it. So those are my thoughts for this morning. And now we have our temple cleaning.